The Brady Report.
Yeah, he's our man in the UK. Andrew, good morning to you, and Boris will keep his job.
Yes, that's the way it's looking. Morning, fellas. Boris Johnson has been reunited with his Prime Minister today, Theresa May, in New York, United Nations General Assembly. And all the indications are that despite that big Brexit article that Boris wrote the other day, 4,200 words, Theresa May is going to show him some trust and faith, and he will have to repay her with loyalty ultimately, but then Boris hangs on to his job. It's very interesting right now.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd trust him anyway. Time will be the best judge there. Scarier on the motorway. What's happening on the motorway, mate?
Yeah, so this was a rather difficult day for commuters on the M1 motorway heading north between Milton Keynes and Northampton. A device was spotted, and people, obviously, in this current climate, rung the police. They sent in a robot. They had a look at it, and it was chemicals in a bag. No harm done. It was moved to one side, but hours and hours of delays, and finally the M1 motorway got moving again, but then a difficult day for a lot of commuters, and that's where we are right now in this heightened state of terror alert.
Now, a lot of ex-sporting superstars want to be boxers, and you've got one from the world of Manchester United.
Yes, yeah, so Rio Ferdinand came out today, ex-Man United, ex-England defender, and he has formally held a press conference to say that he wants to be a boxer. Okay. Now, this is interesting. We've seen a lot of people in the past 12 months announce that they want to be boxers. Conor McGregor, the Irish UFC Ultimate Fighting Championship star, he had a very lucrative bout the other week. Rio Ferdinand has announced that he wants to be a boxer as well. He needs to get a license. He needs to get an opponent. And ultimately, let's see how he goes.
We will indeed. All right, mate. Good on you. Take care. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.